This is Eric Robinson, your man with the mic. Today I'm visiting with an African, Dr. Pierre Sheyumba. We're in a shady spot amidst trees in a compound. We are in Dr. Sheyumba's office. Dr. Sheyumba, you have studied in the United States, and indeed I believe you were the first African from the Congo ever to win a degree there, and you have been honored by an honorary doctorate also from the United States, and you have a son studying there, so you have many connections with our wonderful country. I want to ask you this quite seriously, whether you think that the day of the Western missionary in the Congo may not be over.
I think we need more missionaries now than ever.
Do you not think that you could build the church without missionaries now?
We love our missionaries. They're the people who give us the light. Like we have a proverb in African language said, you will not forget someone who gave you a place to sleep first time. So the missionaries evangelized Africa and educated us. And we want to keep on working with them together because we look upon them like our brothers and sisters. We need them so that they can train our youth to Christian philosophy for life, because they are the people who will be the future leader of these big country of ours. Just a couple months ago, a man came wearing jungle. He said, Sheyumba, I want missionaries. I said, why you need missionaries? He said, because the missionaries love people, and we want them to go to our area to preach, to teach, and to heal our people. And I said, we don't want to send the missionaries in jungle now, because we don't know if they will be safe. He told me that they're going to protect the missionaries. And finally, he went to Germany.
Went to Germany?
Yes, sir.
Did he?
Yes, sir. He went to Germany. And while he was in Germany, he's a businessman, and he paid the way for missionaries to come from his own pocket. And in addition to that, he pays all his hotels. So you know everything that means the charge was in his hands. So he took that missionaries to his area in jungle to study if there a way which they could send the missionaries to help that poor country.
Is it true that the Prime Minister, Monsieur Mos Chombe, trained to be a Protestant pastor?
Yes, sir. He was trained as a teacher. In addition to that, as also a pastor. So he has been teaching and preaching, and many times I participate with him in conferences, and he's a really Protestant product.
What about President Kasa-Vubu? He also, I believe, trained for the Roman Catholic priesthood, did he not?
Yes, he was a priest. He was trained as a priest. So both these two men, they are church people. All leaders in Congo today, they are Catholics and Protestants. They were trained in Christian school.
Thank you, Dr. Pierre Sheyumba, General Secretary of the Congo Protestant Council, in whose office we are visiting. And this is Eric Robinson in Leopoldville, capital of the Congo. Your man with the mic.
Man with the Mic is made possible by the Methodist of this community. Presented as a public service of this station in cooperation with the National Council of Churches.